As a choreographer, I really try and push my limit as far as creativity of the human body, what it can do. Not just in dance, but I'm going to say in space, in this universe. Playing with gravity, playing with friction and momentum and every kind of physicality you can imagine. I really try and delve into the joys of movement inside of the human body. The onset of my discomfort in my hip was so slow and progressive. By the time I realized it was unbearable, about 3 years it took to really feel like it was something beyond just an injury and that I should go get it checked out. I'm sure I put my body through a little extra rigor inside of what I do as a dance artist. But I also think that I'm genetically disposed. Both of my brothers and my mother's side of the family all suffers from bad knee and foot arthritis. In my left hip, I had total hip replacement. So they go in and they remount the pelvic joint and saw off the femur and hammer in a new head to the femur. Maybe I do this in life a lot, but I was quite in denial about the severity of the procedure and what it was going to do, and I thought I was just taking the car into the shop for a quick fixer-upper, a tune-up. I was quite in shock when I got out of the hospital and saw the size of my leg and how much it had swollen and realized that they sawed my leg off and, you know, put in new parts. I knew that at some point in my life I was going to need to transfer from doing to pointing my finger and having others do. I didn't think I was giving up a future. I thought, if anything, I was in enough pain that I would be creating a new future.
First you try and flick it off. Flick it off. First up, up, up. Now down.
And the people that I had talked to who had been through hip replacements and that kind of thing, you know, encouraged me that the other side of it was considerably better than where I was, and I'm happy to say here now that it's absolutely the case. I have great imagination as to what the human body can do. In my mind, I can fly, I can float, I can feel joy inside out, and that's what I try to put into the human body. I did ask a question to my physical therapist as to whether or not she thought I could hang upside down safely from my leg. I was hanging from my foot upside down in the air. So I was nervous about trying it on the replaced hip. She suggested I didn't try it. It's absolutely true that my physicality is a small part of my choreography, and that most of my choreography comes from my imagination and my mind. So my new task now is to translate that onto new bodies. I'm back to life as normal, which is tying my shoes and getting down the street without pain. The other splendid part of my life where I jump and fly around is a little bit coming back, but I don't need quite all of it to be happy. I'm really just happy to be a normal person.
Nice, Connor.